The stark problem of homelessness is one that has been especially evident in recent years, and it's been on the short list of challenges to solve for a number of cities and communities. Those municipalities could get a significant amount of help with the Biden administration's new House America initiative, which is focused on having local areas direct some federal funds toward affordable housing and helping people experiencing homelessness. Mesa is one of the cities that has moved enthusiastically in support of the concept, and Mayor John Giles took part in House America's launch event earlier this week. I spoke with him earlier and asked him to explain why he's so passionate about the widespread challenge of homelessness.
You know, Stephen, I became mayor towards the end of 2014, and I remember at the time talking to people and saying, hey, you guys, homelessness is an issue in Mesa, Arizona. And it was shortly after that, maybe within a few months, I started saying, homelessness is not an issue. Homelessness is the issue in Mesa, Arizona. And particularly for those of us who have traveled to the West Coast or, you know, other large metropolitan areas, you see, you know, like you say, this is a ubiquitous problem, and it's on its way in an even more significant way to our community. So we need to move this to the top of our agenda, because we've seen the future, and we know this is going to continue to become a more and more significant issue for us. So we have tried to do that in Mesa. I feel like we do have a very strong local response, a plan in place that includes emergency shelter and transitional housing, and with the ultimate goal that we're going to put folks on a path to recovery, and ultimately for them to be free of social services.
Let's come back to it being the issue. Can you flesh that out a bit? Because I want to know if that is from a humanitarian standpoint, economic, cultural, all of the above?
Yeah, I, not to be a smart aleck, but yeah, it is all of the above. I mean, there's multiple reasons to do this, you know, and all of them are very compelling. Maybe first and foremost is it's the right thing to do. I mean, those of us who feel the pangs of compassion, you know, when we meet with people and just at a human level want to be part of the solution, you know, to the challenges that they're facing. That's reason enough, right? But there are plenty of other reasons to get involved. It does impact the quality of life for everybody in our community to have folks that are unsheltered on our street corners. And it impacts the economy as well. So yeah, there's multiple reasons for us to move this to the top of our list of things to do.
And even though, as we mentioned, this has been something your community and some others have tried to do good work to fix or at least improve it, how has the pandemic affected that effort?
Well, in all honesty, I'd tell you that the pandemic has helped in this area because of the CARES Act dollars and now the Rescue Plan dollars. We have had an influx of federal assistance targeted at at-risk populations, including the unsheltered homeless population. So that has given us some additional resources to make progress on issues like emergency shelter, entertaining opportunities to add inventory to our other shelters, and to at a regional level. I mean, in Mesa, we do take a very local approach to this, but we all know that, you know, a lot of the homeless folks don't know if they're in Mesa or Tempe or Chandler or Surprise. They don't, you know, by definition, you know, they don't have a place to live. So it's become, I think, abundantly clear, not just to the mayor of Mesa, but to all of the local elected officials, that we need to take a regional response to this. We need to have a regional system, a stronger commitment by, you know, not just Phoenix and Mesa or you know, the cities that have a more visible homeless population, but this needs to be something that is owned by all of the communities in Maricopa County.
Mayor, you brought up the CARES Act money, so now I want to ask you about the Biden administration's House America initiative. You are one of the leaders who took part in an event earlier this week. In this conversation, we've already talked about the why. So what does the how look like? You're showing again your willingness to cross the aisle on an issue like this, but how do you see it working out?
Yeah, I mean, but wouldn't it be unfortunate if this were viewed as a partisan issue? I am a Republican mayor, but I am in with both feet, you know, to President Biden's efforts to to prioritize this and to end homelessness. So, and again, it's not just a, it's not a parochial issue between Republicans and Democrats. This needs to be a non-parochial issue between, you know, the mayors of all of the cities in the Maricopa County region and throughout the country. So the House America initiative that is currently part of the potential reconciliation bill in Congress would be an opportunity for, you know, for the federal government to play a more of a partnership with us. To this point, really, the things that we're doing have been very, as I indicated, very local. And we could use a more significant role from the federal government to help us with the resources we need to address a quickly growing problem.
And let me follow up on that with the local versus federal question. You know, we know that people tend to like their mayors and council members more than their members of Congress or what's going on in Washington. Do you feel confident on this, that there can be a good working relationship between local and federal officials?
Well, you're right. There always is that tension, you know, between the kind of the federalism question of we want. I'm a mayor, so local authority, you know, is that's a sacred principle with me. I want to. I don't want this the legislature or anybody, you know, coming in and dictating solutions to us. We want to address things as much as possible at a local level. But this is one of those exceptions. Because in order to have a meaningful response to a problem that is this significant, we need the types of resources that we just can't put together at a local level. This is too big a problem, you know, for us to tackle by ourselves. So it needs to be a regional response. You know, I'm very pleased to be the chairman of MAG this year, and so this is a problem. This is an issue that we are taking on front and center. You know, just like transport, it's just like transportation. I mean, we want to extend Prop 400 and continue to build freeways and streets in the Phoenix region. Similarly, homelessness is an issue that we have to treat as a regional problem as well.
And that is Mesa Mayor John Giles. Mayor Giles, good to talk with you. Thanks.
Thanks, Steve. Good to talk with you.